don't stop thinking about your home now.
Your home loan.
Yeah. This is the Don't Wait show
this
here
is
on
the
Mortgage
don't,
Mom Radio.
It is. It's the Don't Wait show. And I started the time off, you know, at the beginning of the show talking about refinances and people being underwater and, you know, just waiting just a little bit too
I'm
long.
Underwater. I don't ever snorkel. I should have called mom.
You know what? It's hard, though. You know, you just it's hard to realize, you know, where it's going to go. But, you know, another part of Don't Wait is on purchasing a home. I get the phone call almost daily from somebody that says, should I wait? Should I not buy right now? Our property value is going to drop. And, you know, it's not a good idea to wait. There's so many reasons why homeownership is so beneficial. Let's put to the side all the financial pieces of it. Okay. Let's put to the side the tax advantages that we all know about with mortgage interest and property taxes.
All the good stuff. Sure.
All the good stuff.
Putting all that aside.
Okay. So now let's talk about the stability. You know, if you don't own the home and you're a renter, even if you're in a year-long contract, the owner of the home can come in and say, I'm sorry, man, I decided to sell the property. You know, they might do something for you to help you get out a little bit earlier because you're in that contract, but you have no stability. They can serve you with, you know, a notice to move, a notice to vacate. And it's really uncomfortable. The other thing is, even if they let you ride out that 1 year contract, have you ever moved, Barry?
Oh, many, many times. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you're in a home for a year, it feels like you've been there for 2 months.
Yeah.
You're not even quite completely moved in. You're not even completely settled. All of your mail is still getting sent to the wrong address. You're still working on the forwarding. You're still finding pay stubs and bank statements and, you know, accounts that you haven't changed the address to yet.
It's a lot at once when you move.
It is, but imagine having to do that. You just got there and you have to do it again in a year. It's something, just the stability aspect of being a homeowner is so important. On top of that, if you have kids and those kids are enrolled in a school and then all of a sudden you have to move and now you've got to try to find a home in the same area to stay in the same school, it's really difficult. So now all of a sudden you're in a different area. Now you've got to move the kids' school again. Again, the stability, right? That stability piece is one of the biggest factors in why people become homeowners. The next obvious reason of being a homeowner is that it's yours. You get to do with it what you want. It's pride of ownership. You get to plant the flowers in the garden. You get to paint the walls on the inside, change the flooring. Maybe you don't like that really, really cheap carpet that they put in when you move in as a tenant. You know, they change it every time. It's new, it's fresh, it's clean, but it's cheap carpet, right? So, you know, if you want
to
put
down... And they charge
you
to paint the walls too. Do you know that when you...
Yeah.
And to unpaint
or at least
the walls.
Unpaint the walls. Ugh. Yeah, exactly. You know, you could put up any picture you want anywhere. You can put up your TV on the wall. Well, you know, you start hanging brackets and putting holes in walls. You're going to see that come out of a deposit when you leave.
To be able to say mine, this is mine.
It's huge.
You don't even know what that does once you're able to say this is mine.
Right. Right. So now let's talk about, you know, the aspect of the market. So a lot of people say, well, should I wait? I think property values are going to go down. Number one, we're in uncharted waters. We are in a territory we've never been in before. Over the term of all of the years of the government and, you know, the United States and
yeah,
the economy.
There seems to be a lot going on recently.
Well, it's different this time. So, you know, we definitely go through our phases of up and down with the market. Property values up, property values down. Something's going on with the economy, recessions and, you know, depressions and everything, right? That's happened over time throughout, you know, in the United States. And this is one that is uncharted. So, you know, I think they're learning a little bit from the past, but, you know, coming in and making all of the regulations change with all of the mortgage lending, anybody that owns a home right now has qualified for that home loan. There's nobody in a home that cannot qualify to pay that mortgage payment. So we're going to see a lot less default, which doesn't throw us into the same kind of recession that we had in the past. The government is coming in when they're starting to see inflation is too high, or they're starting to see that sales of properties have slowed down. Application volumes for mortgages have slowed down. They're coming in and they're dropping interest rates. They're doing things to try to protect and stabilize. So are we going to see property values drop? We might. Are we going to see them drop through the floor? Mortgage Mom doesn't think so. I mean, that's it, it's all an opinion, right? If we had a crystal ball and we knew exactly what was going to happen, we'd all be millionaires. We don't know for sure. But in my opinion, I don't think that we're going to see that happen. I think we might see some stabilization. I think we might see some slowing down. I think that we might see, you know, even if we get to a point that the government and the things that they're doing and they're changing to keep us stable, even if things don't stay stable, I don't see us losing a lot. I see a very small dip in the value. And what you have to remember is real estate is for the long haul. Even if we saw a crash happen, property values will always come back. And when they come back, they will exceed where they stopped the time before. So if you're getting into a home to call it your own, to have the stability, to say it's yours, to have the pride of homeownership, you're taking advantage of the tax deductions from it, there is no reason to wait. You are just putting off something that you could be benefiting from right now today.
It's like 4th of July freedom.
It is.
Having your own home is like freedom. It's very American, isn't it?
It's very American.
Let's get that done this year, especially around the 4th of July.
You know? No, absolutely.
Hanging up the American flag right in the front of your house. That's a big deal, man.
It is a big deal. And it's amazing what that feels like when you do that. So again, this is my don't wait episode. It's all about refinancing. Don't wait until you're up over your head and you can't afford your bills. Don't wait to buy a home. It's something that you need to do. If you don't know what to do, what do you think they
call the Mortgage Mom right now? 844-935-3634. 844. We lend for you. Or you can also text the Mortgage Mom. A lot of people are texting these days. Nobody's using their phones anymore for voice. But if you want to text or email, that's a good way. Text the word mom to 474747 or send her an inch long email. You know? Debbie at mortgagemomradio.com. Here's one that just came in from the 951, a text here.
All right.
And I think you're reaching them.
Okay.
This is a quickie.
All right.
This guy says, trying to refinance my car.
Oh, I love it.
Now you got people thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I can't help him with a refinance of his car. I do mortgage only. I do residential only. I don't do commercial. I do residential. Residential is considered anything from 1 to 4 units. So condo, townhome, single family residence, or 2 to 4 unit building, a duplex, 3 unit, 4 unit. That is what I do. I don't do any car refinancing. I don't do commercial buildings or, you know, apartment complexes or anything like that. But I am sure that Google is probably his best friend, and I would recommend that he Googles car refinance, and
car
he could
refinance.
Probably come up with a lot of information.
There's some things there, too, that are going down, so dig into that. Let's do one more, huh?
Yeah.
Text the word mom to 474747. Even if you're panicking, don't wait. Okay, here's one from the 818. It says, can you refinance an existing second 8 years after a Chapter 7 where the first was not reaffirmed?
So
explain that to me, Mom.
Okay, so reaffirmed, when somebody goes through bankruptcy, if they're going to keep their mortgage, they're not going to let the house go or put it into the actual bankruptcy itself. There's options available. And it's the same with a car. Let's say that you have a car that you're not going to turn in with the bankruptcy. You're going to hold on to it. You can do what's called reaffirm it. So you're basically telling the mortgage company, or you're telling whoever the loan is with, that you plan to hold on to it and that you will continue to make the payments as agreed when the loan was originated. So if you don't reaffirm, which you don't have to, then the loan itself forever stays in the bankruptcy. So then what happens is that you continue to make payments on your loan, and those payments actually never get reported to the credit report. It's not truly reaffirmed, is what they call it. What he's asking is, can he refinance? He's got a first mortgage and he's got a second, whether it's a home equity line of credit or just an actual second mortgage, but he's got a second loan against the property. And he's asking, can he refinance that second loan if he's never reaffirmed the first mortgage? So, he can. He's got to find somebody that is willing to do it, and that's where it's going to be a little bit more difficult for him. There will be options available. There will be lenders that will do it, that will refinance that second mortgage without doing anything to the first. But it's not going to be very favorable financing. So in my opinion, he would probably be better off doing a new first mortgage to roll everything into one new loan. So that would actually be, I think, his better option in this situation. But could he find somebody that could do it? Yes. But is he going to find good terms? Probably not.
Okay. 844-935-3634, direct line to the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux, right now. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And I got another text here. This one's a good one. You ready?
Yeah.
Text the word MOM to 474747, even if it's not as good as this one.
Okay? All right.
It says, hey, Mom, my mom, my sister, and myself are interested in moving out of our apartment into a home. My mom has tasked me with doing it, and in my podcasting, I found you.
Oh, I love it.
Look at that. Yeah. Everything is completely new to me, and I don't know anyone who owns a home. Where do we start? I know we're going to need some loans for sure.
Right. So they're not going to each get loans. Like, you know, they're not going to each.
You can't do that.
They're going to all go on the same loan.
Okay.
So they're and I've actually had that question before, which is why I say that. So I've actually had people call me and say, well, I need to get a loan for my portion. And then my brother's got to get a loan for his portion. Everybody goes on the same loan. Everybody gets one loan for the whole amount that they need. But everybody has to qualify for the loan together. They're all going to go on the mortgage application together. In this situation, I would start in a bunch of places for him. You know, obviously, number one would be we want to have a conversation. We want to do a consultation. I want him to call my office and book an appointment to actually talk with me to personally one-on-one guide him through where do you start. Number two, like I said a little bit earlier in the show, is I would actually recommend that he does a binge night on Mortgage Mom Radio YouTube channel and starts with Homebuyer Workshop 101 and makes his way through six, subscribes to my channel so that he can actually see the next ones that you said are going to be out within the next few days, because we're going to actually take them all the way through start to finish. But that will actually get him started in, you know, understanding what a mortgage is, what a transaction is.
You know what I like about your YouTube is you can pause and go back, because sometimes you say stuff and I'm like, wait, what? And then I go back and the second time around, I'm like, oh,
right.
So that YouTube workshop is gold for that.
It is. And it's, you know, they're 30 to 45 minutes a piece. And so, you know, and then there's six of them. And then obviously we've got more coming that are in production right now.
The education never ends.
And, you know, it's something that the more that you educate yourself, the easier that the transaction will be, the better that the process will be. It just makes life so much easier. So obviously number one is call the office, schedule an appointment. Let's do a one-on-one. Number two, go to YouTube and actually watch the videos, because that's going to get you started if you have no idea where to start. Number three is, if the three of you are wanting to go on the loan application together, find a time that all three of you could actually conference with me. So that way all
party
three
line.
Well, you have to, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone has their own scores.
Everybody's got their own scores. Everybody's got their own income. Everybody, you know, it's all different. They all have to come up together with, what can we come up with for a down payment? What kind of property do we want to buy? Is it a condominium? Are there HOA dues? Is it a single family home? Are we looking at a duplex or a three unit property? Each one of them are going to take a unit. You know, so I think that everybody's got to be on the same page in that situation. And I would really recommend that, you know, all three of them find a day and a time that's going to work for them, and that we set up a consultation to do that one-on-one. And then they actually have a party night, get their popcorn out, and they binge watch me on YouTube before they call, because that's going to actually just make things really so much easier. Are you a homeowner with an FHA loan right now today? Is your credit score just not where it should be to be able to get out of that FHA and into a conventional? Or maybe you just don't have quite enough equity? Well, guess what? Interest rates are dropping, and that doesn't mean that you're being left out. We can do something as simple as an FHA streamline refinance. We can save you on the interest rate, make it really simple for you. We're going to take your application. We're going to pull your credit. We're not going to verify your income. We're not going to check your W-2s. We're not going to do any of that stuff. It's really a simple process that can close very, very quickly. But what we are going to do is drop the interest rate and get you into a better monthly payment. Call Mortgage Mom Radio. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is the number four, L-E-N-D and the number four. Or hey, text me. Text the word MOM to 474747, and let's see what we can do for you.